The Trump administration's policies on procurement and information technology haven't quite come into focus. But signs say the new Office of Management and Budget Leadership might restrict use of certain contracts and contracting vehicles. Joining me with more, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, good to have you in studio.
Great to be here today.
What is it you're finding about possible contract usage?
What we're talking here about, Tom, is an extension of an Obama administration policy on category management, where category management might be used to actually restrict government buyers' access to certain contract vehicles. For those who've been playing the contract and category management game for a while, you may recall that it started out as an optional program with recommended contract vehicles, kind of what I call, Tom, thou should contracts. And then towards the end of the Obama administration, that Office of Management and Budget said, look, we should really make them thou shalt. We should make them mandatory contracts. And industry, not surprisingly, pushed back. And it was the end of the administration, and they kind of got tabled. I was surprised to hear, therefore, that it's probable that incoming Trump administration OMB officials might resurrect that plan and bring out category management and, again, try to make it mandatory. That certainly would restrict use to certain government contract vehicles, giving agencies fewer options to choose from, but also really negatively impacting the investment, millions of dollars in some cases, that contractors have made in obtaining these different vehicles to serve different segments.
Maybe this is not so surprising, since the people that come and go to management and budget from the administrations of various parties are all kind of operating in the same community. And chances are those people that are involved in GSA transition really are intimately familiar with what's been going on for the past 8 and 16 years.
Well, certainly. And the types of people we're talking about, even though we don't have any formal names yet, Tom, right, the names that you hear are not new to the federal market, not even new to government management. So it stands to reason that they've been paying attention. They were probably part of the category management movement under the previous administration in some way. Nevertheless, I think it really is a concern to go down the mandatory path. Look, I've been in this market for 27 years, and the first thing I can tell you is as soon as you try to make something mandatory on a government buyer, they're going to find a way to embarrass you by doing it better, faster, and cheaper than your mandatory method. And pretty soon, enough holes come in that dam, Tom, and you've got a new program that you have to start fresh with.
Every time you see a mandatory type of order or thou shalt order, they invariably come with a little disclaimer, unless there is an expediency or a situation that you can justify in writing. And as you say, contracting officers are really good at that.
They are. And look, the way contracting officers get ahead in the federal government is not just to use contracts that other contracting officers have negotiated and put in place. They know that. The road to career advancement for contracting officers is to let their own contracts. And even if you're a contracting officer in a medical center in northern Iowa, you have a contracting officer's warrant and you want to use it. And history has shown that they will use those warrants even if there's a mandatory program in place. So I think that category management at its core works best when it identifies best practices and makes recommendations on vehicles that should be used and contracting methods that save the government time and money. But when you flip that switch, Tom, and make it from should to shall, you're going to lose people.
Well, maybe this application of category management doesn't really take into account the purpose of it. It's not to restrict vehicles, but to get the best deal, as if the government was buying as a consolidated entity. And therefore, if you can get that price, what difference does it make which contract vehicle it comes from?
Well, and that's an excellent point. What we really are driving here with the category management initiative is government that buys smarter and does follow best practices. And the assumption on the part of people who support mandatory is that that can only be done if you're using the vehicles that they've identified that have those capabilities. But there's nothing totally special about the handful of vehicles that have been ordained, other than they were more visible than some of the others. Many of these vehicles share common features, Tom, and properly used, to your point, you can drive the same and potentially better outcomes at a line level than you could by using a larger catch-all vehicle.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. You're also writing that the federal hiring freeze might prove a boon for contractors, although my reading of the executive order said, no, you can't hire contractors to get around the people issue situation. So what's your read on this?
Well, my read on this is kind of changing over time. When the executive order first came out, certainly they said you shouldn't be able to hire contractors. But the fact is, government has missions to meet, Tom. They still have to get critical work done. And if you can't do it by hiring federal employees, then your only outlet really is to hire contractors. And traditionally, over time, that's been the government's way to do things, even when there hasn't been a freeze, because it's faster and easier to bring on a contractor workforce. Now, though, we're starting to see a lot of Swiss cheese holes poked in this freeze. As I say, there's not much to a freeze in an era of global warming.
To keep the metaphor the same, we'll say there's melting around the edges of the freeze.
There's melting around the edges of the freeze, and I think that ultimately may mean that there are fewer opportunities for contractors than there may have originally appeared to be, simply because so many agencies, particularly DOD, have had to walk back the initial freeze pronouncements as a recognition that, look, the critical work of government does still need to get done, and sometimes you're really better off having a federal worker doing it than a contractor, which may sound heretical for me, but look, that's the fact sometimes.
Well, a lot of the people that are in favor of hiring more government employees point to the fact that the workforce of roughly 2.3 million, is the same as it was during the Kennedy administration. The difference is there's 10 million people in the contracting community doing work that didn't exist back then. But the other question here is A-76 competitions. Now, the Obama administration put that one in the freezer. We don't know yet, but I'm guessing that the Trump administration will take it back out.
Well, certainly I've heard some discussions about that, and A-76 is the central tenet by which the government looks to outsource non-inherently governmental functions and do competitions to show whether or not industry might be able to do it, do that function for less money and more efficiently than the government. And I think you will see A-76 in some way, shape, or form come back with the Trump administration, Tom, in order to get at that core improvement and efficiency. And look, we may remember, you and I, I'm sure, remember that government agencies actually win a lot of these competitions. So not everything gets outsourced, but whether it gets outsourced or not, you now have a benchmark about what better efficiency is. And at least from that standpoint, whether it's called A-76 or something else under the Trump administration, I think we can expect to see more of that activity.
And I think we can probably also say that if the incoming team there, GSA and OMB, is already familiar with the past, just as they seem to know what was going on with category management, chances are they'll know what's going on with A-76.
Well, these are people who are becoming in, I think many of them, Tom, who previously served in other Republican administrations, may have had some direct hands-on A-76 experience, and we can predict that it will be coming back again.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thanks for having me, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.